Andrea Bergen here, and I want to talk about today the, you know, what our parents have always told us. You know, you are who you hang out with. And I never really believed them. I never really said, oh yeah, mom, okay, I'll stop hanging out with my friends. No, we never believed them. I really, truly felt like I can be the different one, right? I can hang out with a crowd of people who I didn't really agree with, but you know, I really liked them. Maybe they weren't going anywhere, but I could be the different one, right? And it never really worked out. It never really went the way that I thought it was going to be. And it wasn't until I got older. You know, I'm 28 now. It took me 28 years. You know, really it took me like 25 years, maybe 26, but I really found out that the people that you hang out with are truly the people that you become. You know, every book that you read out there talks about your success and talks about, you know, what you need to do to be a successful entrepreneur, to be a successful business person, whatever it is. And it talks about hanging out with your top five people who are bigger, better than you. You need to be the dumbest person in the room. And I'll tell you why. This is why it works for me. If I'm the dumbest person in the room, then I can ask the dumb questions and I can get the dumb answers, and then I can get the failures, you know, from those people. You know, I can get the answers that I need so that I can move forward, right? So I really feel like the people you hang out with, you know, they're not going to be think that you're the dumbest person in the room. You know, my dumb questions and the answers that I'm like, okay, well, I think these are probably the stupidest answers that they feel like they're giving me, that it's so simple for them, right? I feel like they truly understand, well, I was there before and they want to help. And people who go through what you've gone through already, you know, they know that it takes you asking these questions. And I'd rather learn from those that failed so that I can get to where they are 10 times faster. So 100%, I feel like the people you hang out with are 100% the people that you become. And it makes a huge difference. That's, you know, kind of my what I feel is the biggest thing and the biggest thing I want to talk about today. And I wanted to kind of give you a little story based off of this. You know, I've read so many books, and especially when I started maturing and I really started getting out of the high school and college and everything, I really got into realizing who I was, and realizing who I was realizing who I hung out with. And the people that I was hanging out with, you know, when I was younger, you know, maybe not the necessarily that they weren't going anywhere. They probably were. It was the fact that they just didn't have the mindset that I needed. They were wonderful people and they were awesome and I loved them. They just weren't the people I needed to be around. They weren't the people that were going to help me have this major success. And that's what I need. I really needed people that wanted to have these big goals, these big ideas, the you know, shoot for the moon and get to the stars kind of, you know, ideas that these people would have. That's who I needed to be around. Because when I wasn't succeeding to my idea of success, then I was unhappy. So, and my mindset is I go big. I mean, I go bigger than I, sometimes I'm scared of it, and I scare the people around me. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I scare my husband, and I just scare him because I have these great ideas, and he's like, "We're not gonna be there." And I just ask, "Why? Why not? Why can't we be there?" See, I'm the person, and I think my husband can agree to this. I'm the person that my husband hangs out with and pushes him. The people I hang out with push me. And the people I hang out with now, I have a great crowd of people. And I recently noticed that when I up my level of people that I'm hanging out with, and I up my level of people that are, you know, just doing what I want to do at a high level, I'm able to succeed even more than I thought when I didn't have anybody. It truly is a difference. The biggest people in the world, the most successful people in the world, are people who have surrounded themselves with great people. Take, for instance, a team. Okay. The Cubs are in a World Series right now. So they have surrounded the team, the owner of the team, the coach, they've selected great people to be around, right? They have the greatest people, and they only surround themselves by the great people. Okay, they didn't bring on a no-name person who is doesn't even know how to throw a ball, right? They brought the best on, and that's who it is. That's who they surround themselves with, right? That's something small. Now let's look bigger, right? Let's look at like Oprah Winfrey. She surrounds herself with great people. She has coaches. She talks to the greatest people in the world. She really, you know, I remember when she had her talk show, and I recently watched this talk show where she had Jim Carrey on there, and he talked about how he just dreamed so big, and he used to imagine him being a millionaire, a billionaire, and he used to imagine having $10 million, a $10 million check, and he would just tell himself that he wanted that. Now, those are the people that Oprah Winfrey surrounded herself with. Those are the people that other people surrounded themselves with, the people that thought big, that thought bigger than ever, than they can ever dream of. And those people succeeded. You know, you're going to hear this a lot, and you're going to hear it through every book that you read. You're going to hear it through other podcast shows. And it really is true. I know it. I know it firsthand. I've seen it. And to end on this, I'm part of this mastermind, and it's amazing. It is truly pushed me. You know, before I joined, I was kind of complacent with where I was. I was okay. And then now I'm like pushing myself to the limits. So push yourself, surround people who are going to push you, surround yourself by people who have bigger dreams than you have, and don't be afraid to ask. You know, people ask me, how do you hang out with those people? How do you even like reach out to somebody? One of my girlfriends said, you know, you're not afraid to go talk to a shark. You know, in her mind, a shark was somebody just who was kind of an expert in their field and an untouchable person. No one is to that point. No one. You can find a way. If you want to hang out with somebody, if you want them to be in your top five, give them value. I give value to everyone I hang out with. And sometimes I don't even know it and I'm giving them value, but I hang out with everyone I give value to everyone I hang out with. And I try to give them more value than they're going to give me back, because I know that it's going to make sense. And that's how you get people. You know, how do you get somebody to hang out with? Give them value. What are you really good at? Like, what can you do for somebody? When, if you're in the elevator with this one person that you want to hang out with, what would you talk about? Forget your fears. Forget your I can't talk to that person. Forget it. Leave it aside. What would you, everyone's a person. Everyone's the same. There's no difference between me, between anybody else. Heck, there's no difference between, other than the fact that Oprah Winfrey has made a lot of money, but she's a person. She was born. She lived her life. She's going to die. I was born, I'm gonna live my life, and I'm gonna die. And I'm not afraid to talk to people. She's not either. So why can't I ask her questions, right? So that's what I wanted to talk about today. This is episode 1, and I want you guys, please follow me. I have Snapchat. You can follow me on Snapchat. It's at Drea Berg. That's DREABERG on Snapchat. Or you can follow me on Facebook. I do Facebook Lives. And that's Andrea Bergen. And I'm over here in sunny Tucson, Arizona. So follow me there. Follow me on Snapchat. I'm on both. And make sure you follow my podcast. I have a lot of episodes coming out. So please reach out to me if you guys have anything that you want to talk about or anything that you want me to share with you. Let me know. I'd love to help anyone. I want to bring value to you. How can I help you? Let me know, and let me know how you can help me. Maybe we can go back and forth. Thanks so much, and have a great day.